The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Welcome to the Gardener's Bench, every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
It is. It's a beautiful morning, blue sky.
Are you working today?
I am working. We've been busy, so it's time for me to get back in there on Saturdays again, help out.
I didn't know you ever quit.
I'll take some summer in the summer and winter. Don't come in as much on Saturday, but I've learned 20 years. You learn when you need to be there.
You've been there 20 years now.
20 years in March will be coming up.
And you're just starting.
Just starting to figure things out. Things are getting easier.
I figured she would have told you that now.
That's all. It's all good there. Yeah, we're open. Actually, yeah, we're open now. Open 8 to 2 today.
2 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah. So come on out there. We have all our seed. And I told them to pull it all around front. So it's right there where you can just easily have one of our people set it in your car after you buy it and go home. And
it's
time to do yard renovation, really.
It's a sight thing. Yeah.
It is, yeah. You see it there.
You see it and want to buy it.
Yeah. It's a little warmer this morning than it has been this week. But this week, was just the weather just incredible.
Did it hit 90 yesterday?
I think it got close enough. It felt like it. But yeah, but it's hard to say this isn't my favorite time of year. I mean, it's
Wednesday's supposed to be the low this week.
Mm. Yeah.
81 or something like that.
Yeah. A couple days it was in the upper 70s. That was good.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday's supposed to be hot.
I'm having a little issue getting up in the morning because it's darker now. So it's like, me and Teresa haven't been getting up as early as we had been.
Is that what it is?
I blame it on that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Just need five more minutes.
It's really staying up half the night. But anyway.
No, that ain't my problem. I get in bed. I did listen to the Northwestern game last night, and Chris and Matt did a great job down there in South Florence, and
they
Northwestern won.
Well, thank you.
All the Rock Hill teams won last night. So
they always do a great job.
Yeah, we had 10 teams that we cover, and 9 of them won.
Yeah, I knew a lot of them had won.
Yeah, and the one that lost was Lancaster, and they played one of the other teams.
They played Rock Hill.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we couldn't have had them all, but we had as many as we could get.
Somebody had to lose.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right. Well, get out there. If you hadn't been to a high school football game in a long time, get out there. It's great entertainment. If you're tired of all these pros getting all the money and now college guys getting the money, come watch the high school kids play. Play for the fun of it.
They get money, too.
Well, by the time we start doing this next year, they may have some.
Baseball is the best recruiting thing in South Carolina by any time.
We don't know nothing about that, Steve.
He needed a quarterback. It's amazing this guy got a job.
There's a mailbox.
Burns Chevrolet, and his son was a Class A quarterback.
Yeah, all of a sudden, boom, there he is.
That went on for years.
Mm-hmm. And the weather is good. We are now. We talked about this in September. Has been dry the last number of them. I don't know how many years, but it's shaping up to be dry again. But I got a system though to make it rain. I called Rogers Grady the other day, which is one of my vendors, and they had a water truck. And our lot gets very dusty, so I had him come out, and he sprayed the whole lot, helped a lot, and it rained that night. So the other time I did it, I had Matthews call them about doing it, and it just rained for the 2 weeks, you know, after that. So, if we need rain, I'll just call and get a water truck.
And if we need double rain, I'll wash my car, and you get your Lot watered.
Lot and washed.
Yeah, and we're set. So next drought, just call us.
It's hard to believe how dusty that place would get, man. It doesn't take a day or two to dry out, and it's just like, boom. The air's very dry. One thing I did last weekend was plant the garden, the winter garden. Did some collards and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and spinach and put some more herbs in. And my little granddaughter, she was tired.
Well, was she tired?
She was helping me, man.
Oh, she was doing the work.
I was pointing.
Okay.
Pointing where things go.
Well, a big thanks to Madeline and Amelia. Our cats have really enjoyed the catnip that they grew and dried and bagged for us. And that's a little treat. You know, once a week, we'll open that little bag that they Oh, she's got one here.
Yeah.
She's got one.
$1.
Yes. And those little girls were so excited. I bought five bags of them. Five? And yeah. But they're a trip.
Your cats really enjoy it?
Oh, they do. They do. They get down, and I think I sent you a video of it.
Yeah,
They were getting wild with that stuff. So, thank you to Madeline and Amelia. You said they were out there in the yard helping you plant. So, thank you, ladies.
If anybody wants any catnip, just call WRHI and ask for Manning Kimball, and he'll call me
for Chris Miller.
Chris Miller. They'll tell you where to get it.
Telling them now where to get it.
Yeah, well, Rector's house has some, so if you need some. Yeah, that catnip plant grows pretty good, man. I must have it sitting in the right place, because you can cut it all the way down. You do have to dry it out and all that, but it grows right back. So, good little thing to grow in the garden.
Boy, that was quick. We'll be right back to the garden bench.
Offer a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
I lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good. That live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And
we are here.
I wasn't sure what all they were saying in that song, but I liked it.
Yeah, that's a cool little song.
Yeah, and they opened for years ESPN's College Game Day with that song. And
who does that song?
That was Zach Brown Band.
Okay, Brown Band.
They always open with that song, and it's... Football season's here.
It
College
is.
Football season kicked off last weekend, so just kind of excited about that.
I thought Hank Jr. opened football season.
Well, Hank Williams Jr. did. I saw that little video the other day. And remember the old one when he used to do that?
Yeah, on Monday night.
Monday night football.
They fired his butt and he owned the show.
Yeah.
That was kind of smart.
I remember as a kid hearing that music. Just hear that music. It gets you all excited.
He's showing your age now.
Little Davey Rector. I like a lot of sports. I mean,
you could go back to
college. What's funny is my parents aren't, I don't see them as giant sports people, but I love sports, just all kinds of sports. But I can get away and do other things too, but still. I want to say congratulations to my little my girls' golf team. We won a match Thursday night over at TUK. And one of my girls, Kristen Holland, shot her best score ever. She shot a 44 over there. So that was she was very proud of that. And they're working hard. And
it's pretty strong.
We're trying to get to state this year. So it's I think we're trending. I have my Lady Trojan golf tournament this coming week, Thursday at Lancaster Golf Course, and it's on September 11th. It's all geared about remembering September 11th and remembering those people we lost, but also remembering the people that saved. Yeah. And also keeping your eyes and ears open for things. So. But that's history for these girls. That dawned on me years ago that it's like Pearl Harbor for them, you know, when you think about
I wasn't here then,
but they weren't even born, so.
They don't remember anything about it.
But it's something they learn about in school, so. Well, if they don't, they learn about it one day for me, so I think it's important, so. Go America. I'm for America.
No. Whatever so, give us that idea. Yeah.
So what do you do with plants this time of year? Is anything, I mean, I know it's dry, so I guess they still need water.
You start planting them.
Yeah, it's time to, I know you always said it's convenient for you to say that South Carolina had a 12-month planting because you were on the nursery, so that was
year-round
convenient to say, but it is
ideal time.
This is the prime time now.
September 15th to March 31st.
Yeah, right now. But, and that's basically the time to plant fescue sod, too, if you're going to do sod. That's good.
We did.
Yeah, well, you do it year-round anyway, but still. But you are correct. If you want to redo your flower beds or pull up stuff and plant new stuff, now is a good time. The temperature's lower.
Well, one lady questioned me. I said, you see that plant right there? See that black pot? Yeah. I said, it's 99 degrees yesterday. Guess what it's doing to the roots?
Yeah.
A lot better to the ground than it is.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I've learned that in the summer with the pots I have setting up, that air is all the way around them and you got to water them twice as much. So. Exactly. Also, in the winter, I learned not to put vegetables or whatever in a pot in the winter because it freezes around there too, just like the heat does too. Yes. So.
We've got a new problem this week. The rental house, we got to replace $5,000 worth of ductwork because skunk got in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Tore it all to pieces.
A skunk.
He get out. He did.
Oh, man.
I figured it was fiberglass today.
Really not. Well, that's sad, but that...
She goes to your picture.
That's the...
Reeves took a picture of one in her backyard.
So you're talking about planting. Yeah. Now's the time to plant the bulbs, like for iris.
Yeah, now's the time to plant bulbs that come up in the spring. So,
big bulb.
Yeah, and garlic is, we bought a garlic plant to plant. You have to stay ahead. It's nice to have things in the spring busting out, but you can't go out there 2 weeks before spring and having beautiful gardens. So now's the time to plant all that. And one thing Steve always said too, whenever you're planting, be sure and look at the plant in the future, what it's going to look like. I mean, when you plant a plant, small plant, it doesn't stay that way. So you don't want to get them all growing into each other. And
I think there's several, 8-10
growing into your house. One big thing, you don't want a tree or a shrub or anything touching your house. That's just asking for problems for insects and all kind of things. So Well, I think I hear Leonard Skinner.
That's Ted, it is Skinner. And we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there.
Okay, we're back to the cards.
I don't know if Facebook's working or not, but that was pretty funny.
It is. Steve got fired up on that one. I like it.
Yeah.
I remember when it came out and I said it'd never make it.
Yeah. To never make it.
Well, so how smart I was.
Well, people say a lot of things about you, Steve. I don't know if smart.
It followed all the other songs.
It did.
We had fun.
It got a boost.
Yeah, it did. It did.
But not on its own merits.
That's exactly right, man. So we talked about plants. We talked about fescue grass is seeding and all that, but even you have the zoysia grass like you have and Bermuda and all that kind of stuff. It's time to clean it up. Probably still looks pretty good.
It looks real good.
And you're going to get ready to put out your pre-emergent probably late September, October. But one thing we need to be looking for right now is army worms. Last year was a giant disaster with army worms, which that's like a 20-year thing. So this year shouldn't be bad, but you don't need to be, don't go to sleep and not look at it, because
part of the army worm thing for us over the years is it came more new side than the existing side. New side.
Well, it's been a debate on that for years.
But another competitor.
Well, I mean, it looks like it comes from us, but I've heard, you know, they come out of the trees, so I don't understand how it could be in the sod, and I think the sod's just tender, and they come in there and just tear it down. So, but I'm not gonna say a bug never was on one of my trucks that came up here.
We had a competitor of yours, so it was real bad. Yeah.
Competitor? I didn't know we had any competitors.
Well, you don't.
I know one.
Tell you that on my ear, it goes to the head.
True.
But it was.
You just need to watch for them. Grubs and army worms. This is the time. So.
So in Augustine, you need to watch chinch bugs.
Yeah, chinch bugs. But the problem is the warm season grasses aren't growing right now, so it doesn't look like nothing's going on, but there could be something in there. So
they're kind of dormant right now. We kept buying pretty short right now.
A customer of mine last year, it ate his Bermuda to the dirt. Like, he was out of town for like a week, and he came back, and it was, I mean, a beautiful Bermuda. He keeps it cut real short, and it just mowed it down to nothing. So if you can catch it quick and then, you know, put a light fertilizer, you can get it to come back because the roots are still in the ground. But when it's cut that severe, it can harm the plant.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want that to happen. So my granddaughter, when we planted our garden the other day, she pulled out all these teeny little snails. They were just not even the size of this pinky thumbnail. She laid them, like 25 of them, up there on the thing, and I was like, man,
that's for grandmama.
this girl loves some bugs now. But they hadn't been on my plants really, but I just hadn't noticed them. So
no roots,
I guess they weren't eating dirt, they were eating something. So
they eat the roots.
Yeah, do they eat the roots? Yeah, because we raked it all up, so they're probably down in there. So
yeah,
hopefully that helped.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, snails is hard. It's not really insecticide, so.
Well, there's a chemical. Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, it has been that long since you worked.
Two and a half.
but stay alert. I thought that some snails were around my front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was seeing the little trails.
Oh,
and
yeah. Silver. Kind of shiny.
But, the closer I looked, I had a water leak under my house. It was coming. I was like, wow, there's a lot of snails coming out. And the ground's a little damp. And then Wednesday, I was like, oh, that's water. I need to call a plumber. Yeah. So be careful. Be observant.
That'd be a safe idea.
Yeah.
Stay vigilant.
That's
see
right.
See something, say something.
That's right. That's what we said already today. See something, say something. That's horrible. That's amazing the things that can happen to your house, you know, that just.
Yeah, but it was under the front porch. It was minor.
Yeah.
We caught it the day it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, yeah, about 24 hours later, and poor old Chris Miller, he had one bust in his ceiling.
That's
yesterday.
Oh,
so
no. Really?
We were the water leak brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually fixed it himself, got that all fixed up.
Wow.
So. Getting the water mitigated today.
That's good. Dang, Chris, don't make me look bad.
Yeah.
I got up the other Sunday morning. It was about a month and a half ago. My water heater busted a line, and the water was all over the garage.
That's
a way to start your day.
It's in the garage.
Yeah, it was in the garage, luckily. So
that's a good place for a water
heater.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Don't put it in a closet.
Nah, or upstairs or whatever, like, so.
That's
a good thing. Get
her on the floor out before you realize it's a problem.
All kind of crazy things can happen. So we have a lot of people that advertise on WRHI, so reach out to them if you need help.
Absolutely.
Champion Services. He's a good customer of mine. He advertises a lot here.
That's who's doing the water mitigation over at Chris's house.
So. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's gone. John wants to come on this show. I talked to him. So.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know you was on the radio.
Yeah,
so
we are.
Get John here 1 week.
Man, Jonathan Brown Electric, of course.
Yeah.
AirTech Heating and Air.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it all right here.
You should do a shout out to the city of Rock Hill.
We'll do a shout out to the city of Rock Hill, my wife says.
What are we shouting the city of Rock Hill for?
Because when that water happened, I contacted the city and they're like, here, filled out the form. And when I got my bill, they already deducted money off of the water that had spewed into our garage. They also sent us a letter years ago telling us that we had a leak, but it wasn't. It's because our cat drinks out of the sink and we would forget and leave it on. And the city's like, hey, you know, be careful. You may have a leak. And like very kindly. And we're like, oh, no, we're idiots. We give our cat water out of the sink.
But they didn't give us money back for that.
I say, no, they did not. They did not give
not
us
a
that
pet,
money back.
Pet waiver fee.
No, there's no pet.
It must be a new thing because I don't remember giving me any water back. But anyway, we're going to be right back to the garbage bench.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now they both need me so.
Hey,
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the garbage bench. And you mentioned something last segment we hadn't mentioned. And it is, we are live on my Facebook episode.
That's right, we are. And if we're not, if it's not working, sometimes my mom will say, "Where are you?" So just call up here and make sure it's working.
I'll take a picture of
I don't know who would fix it, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I know two people that won't fix this, me and Steve, but there's somebody else probably here that would do it.
I don't think they know how either.
Yeah. I love that Lovely Day song. I don't know when we started doing that at the end of the show or not, but I just love it.
Several years ago.
Yeah, just a nice thing to roll into the weekend with.
And a nice reminder for everybody.
Yeah.
Wanda and Teresa could fix Facebook.
Maybe.
They'd figure it out. Don't have a chance.
No, I don't know.
Well, be aware there's nothing wrong with it today.
That's good. So how about that?
We're bright and living color.
Knock on wood.
Today we're living color. Yeah. Okay.
In living color. Yeah, Carolina Fresh is open 8 to 2 today. So come on out.
And you'll be there in about an
get
hour.
I'll be there, yeah, probably in 40 minutes or so. Take Teresa home, drop her off, and then get our day started. We got a lot of stuff going on. NFL football is tomorrow, so we're having a little Panther kickoff party at our house. Should be fun. We got some people from out of town coming, some people we tailgated with for years. So it's kind of...
Well, you were gung-ho with him.
That's really a... You wouldn't believe how we got so close to these people. They're just tailgating
then
with
you
over
fell
all
the years, off the so. Earth and then you're back.
Yeah. Well, I'm back. I'm sliding back in, paying attention anyway. So.
You had the Panthers room and the whole nine
yards.
Yeah,
no more Panthers room, but it's all right. So, it's all good. So enjoyed it today, old man.
Did you tell it all?
All right.
Okay. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.